We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Samachayim Abayz, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Samachayim Abayz. We're continuing the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if they could take the dam that was on the floor and make a zrik on it. It was Lehoidu Lechachamim to Rabbi Yehuda. They didn't hold that there was any purpose in that. And the reason is, it could be a few ways where it came out, is because they hold, really, it's bottle and Dama Tamsis. So if it's bottle and Dama Tamsis, which is the Pasal Dam, you're not getting anything anyway. Rehudel Shitasi holds, Ein Dam Mvatal Dam. And therefore, you could make a Zrika and be satisfied, just in case, one of the people did not get a Zrika. Tanya Lutan Abraisa. Omlam Rehudel Lecham. Ledevrechem. Rehudel says Lecham. Ledevrechem. One of the things they did that day was, they closed up the hole that let the dam go out of the Beis HaMikdash through the Amma, they have a little stream. So they closed that up, so therefore the dam should back up and pile up in the Azara. That's what they used to do, just close up the hole that lets the dam go out. And Lachar, you have to say, Lefi, what we learned before about Madichim as Ritzvah Azara, they closed up the hole of the entrance of the water coming in also. So they closed up these two entrances to the Amma, to the stream. They plugged it up, and therefore the dam piled up. So Rehuda says, the Fimi is very gushmak why they had that minute, because we want to make sure all the dam stays here, and therefore if someone's dam spilled out, you still could do a zrika. Omlehem Rabbi Yudel Chamim, Ledevrechem Afiyu, Loma Paikim as Azara. Why they plug up the Amma and the Azara? Why do we want so much dam here? Bishop Fimi, we need the dam because we have to make a zrika, but why for you do you need dam? It looks good
that the Bnei Aaron should be walking in the dam until their knees in the dam, because it looks like, wow, look what the Kabbalists are bringing today. So therefore, it was a shvach. It was a beautiful thing, beautiful sight to see, and therefore they did this. What do you mean? How could they walk? There's a chatzitza, and halacha is, you have to stand on the ritzpah. Like it says in the Mishnah in Zvachim, someone who stands on a kli, or on a regal chaveiroi, on his friend's foot, it's possible, because you need lamay l'sharis, you have to stand on the floor. So here, you're standing on blood, so you're not standing on the floor. And they go, alachu, veina chaitzis. Since it's wet, it's not called chatzitza. Ketayim went to the braisa, hadam, which is blood, diyoi, which is ink, v'acholov, which is milk, v'advash, and honey, yeveshim, if it's dry, chaitzim. This is talking about someone going to the mikvah. So if he has this stuff on his body, it's chaitzim. It's lachim, if it's wet, ain't a chaitzim. And the reason why it's not chaitzim is because water goes through the liquid of dam, or diyoi, or cholov, advash. And we're telling too, the Chazir speaks out, in Hilchos Mikvayos, Simon Kuf Lama Gimel, that we're speaking out that here also, since we find that Lagavi, a person is not a chatzitza because Mayan goes through it, there must not be called a hefsek to the floor either. Because it's really not exact dimly, you're not going to the mikveh here. And maybe it is called a chatzitza. Terry says, since you see that when you go into a mikveh, water goes through it, it's not called a hefsek, Gavi standing on it. So Gemara's Terry says, that's lachem ya chatzitz. Pray to Gemara, for your clothing is going to get dirty, get full of dam. Get full of dam. Vitna, we learned, the halacha is, if your clothing gets dirty and you do avoida, it's possible. You have to have clean clothing to do avoida. So here, the whole clothing gets red. Maybe you say, okay, they'll pull it up. They'll roll it up above the knees and walk around like that. The clothing, the robes that they wore for the big tikkun, they have to be exactly your midah, so yechzar shouldn't be too short, not too long. And here, if they pull it up, it's ki'ilu they cut it off. And even if the man the Yama holds that when you roll it off, it's not to cut it off, as Fas Amazon Zvachim speaks out, here since I'm dafka rolling it up so it shouldn't get dirty, there it's considered like a megas guy, I'm like cutting it off. And the halacha is, it has to be long enough, it has to be your size. If I'm pulling it up with dafka and holding it up with dafka that way, it's like I'm wearing short clothing. And you get to the avoida. So it's shver again, how in the world are you allowed to walk in this, in the dam? Bishlava Chatzitza, we said lach. And we said, your clothing gets dirty, you roll it up. I roll it up, it's a problem. So the Gemara, you know when you walk in the dam? When you're bringing the limbs from the Mokum Shchita to the Kevesh, the lava avoida, it's not avoida, there you let her roll up your clothing. Frank the Gemara, it's not avoida, since you need a kayin to do this job, it's avoida. How do you know you need a kayin? The time of the Nebraisa, it's a kayin, 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 it's a It says in the pasuk that a kohen has to bring everything to the mizbeach. That means to bring the evarim to the kevesh. He needs a kohen. He's a kohen and must be avoda. Talking about when do you roll up your clothing? When you're bringing the etzim, the wood, for the mizbeach, the fire on top of the mizbeach. That's not avoda. But Frank tomorrow, okay, good. You answer me when you roll it up. Okay, but how do you do the rest of the avoda? Your clothing's getting dirty. And now I roll it up. What's going on? Frank tomorrow, alochas evarim lekevesh. Uva alochas da mia hechiazde. How do you walk? And Frank tomorrow, the maskia itzdava. They put these stone stools all over the floor and they walked on those. That's what walked through it. What?
You weren't walking
By Eitzim, they did. When they did the Eitzim, they walked back of Eitzim. That's when they saw the Shvach. But when they did the Avodah, they walked on top of the Itzdeva, on top of these stone things. The reason I'm saying stone is Rashi and Zvachim says stone, because then it becomes part of the Ritzpah. If it be wood, you now make a binyan shall eitz in the Azara. It goes into the Hashem. And you now put a wood structure there, but you could have a stone structure, and they used to walk on these stone stools, whatever they were, all around the whole floor, and that's how they walked through. So it made it even harder now. Now I think about bringing the million kabanas, they had to walk on top of stones to do it. It's in a bigger chiddush, but that's what the Gemara says, that's what they did. Zok, the Gemara Vayit, explains the next part of Mishnah. The Mishnah says that after they did the Shechita, Zrika, everything, they had to start skinning the animals for two reasons. First of all, take out the Emurim, and second of all, to be able to roast your Karm Pesach to eat. So Ketzad, Toilin Mafshitim, they hang it up and they pull off the skin. Karu, they cut it open, Vetziwis Emurav, took out the Emurim, Nostam Bemegis Lakhtir, they put it into a bowl to Makdit. So Freitag Marakasha, Otahu Gufe have a Makdilu. So what's the Mara's kasha? So we'll explain this. Two ways to learn this kasha. Rashi's first pshat is like this. It sounds like, who did the hafshata? That was done by a czar, done by Yisrael. The Kohen didn't have time to do the hafshata. There's no mitzvah for Kohen to do the skinning. So Yisrael did the skinning. And says, he takes it and makter it. No, he's not making it like theorem. Oh, to who goof have makter? Could a czar be makter something on his back? And the Gemara, no, ema lak theorem on his back. He didn't do it. He put it in the megas in order that the Kohen should come and take it and makter on his back. That's one pshat in the Gemara. The other pshat Rashi has is that the Gemara thought that he actually being makdir the bowl on the mizbeach. It says, "Nostam amegis lahakdirim." Frank, the Gemara, "Otu hugufa makdir." Are you makdir the bowl? And we go, "No, you put in the bowl in order to be makdir the mizbeach." Rashi doesn't like the second pshat because he says, "We know what you mean when you say nostam amegis lahakdirim. That we understand what you mean. You don't have to tell me it means you're not makdir the actual bowl." So the last part of the Mishnah, Yotzes Kat Rishonah, it said everyone, the first Kat went to Harabayis and stayed there with their carbon, the other group went to the Chel, and the other group stayed where they are. Tana, after Shabbos, what do? They wrap the Pesach in their skin, they lay it on their back, and they walk off like that. Amar Rav Elish, Tayyus. Like Seicher Mishma'elim, Rashi says, that's what they do. They put it into this R, and that's how they carried it out. And the Meshech Chachma has a shtickle Torah that there was no Hesach Hadas, even though it was behind your back, since it was in the R, and it was a way to protect it, and that's what they did. Hadron Aloch, Tamid Nishchat, Belineda. Zokta, you have those that finished it, yeah, small parak, and the Chazer again, Metz Hashem. Zokta Mishnah Vaita, we're going to make a Schal of new parak, we're going to try to get through the whole Mishnah. Elu dvarim bePesach doichim es haShabbos. We know, and we're seeing the Gemara more arichas on that. That if erev Pesach lands on Shabbos, you makriv the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. But which parts are doicha Shabbos? The Gemara will talk about. We know already. We saw in the beginning of the parak, last parak, that you can't roast it on Shabbos. That you can't do. But let's see what you could do, what you can't do. Elu dvarim bePesach. Doichem v'Shabbos. These things of the current Pesach are Doichem v'Shabbos. Shchitase, you're allowed to shechting. Even though shechting is the rice on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it for this carbon. Vezrikas dam, you're allowed to be zarek the dam. Now, what's wrong being zarek dam on Shabbos? Is it issa to zarek dam, to spritz the blood? So, Tosfos Taka says, lav dafka. But Tosfos HaRashba, which is the Rash Mishans, he learns since the Zrika is a tikkun of the basar, it allows you to eat the basar, so that's the Issa Derabbanan. He let you allowed to do still on Shabbos. So Shchitas V'Zrika is Damai, Umichu Krava, which means cleaning out the kishkis, the insides, the intestines of the behemoth, cleaning out from the waste, which is a type of dosh that's mutter on Shabbos. The Khtaris Chalava, you're allowed to be Makta de Murim. But what can you do with tzliyasa? You're roasting it, v'adachas kravav, and washing off the intestines. And after you clean them out, you stick something in there and you clean it out. You want to just wash it off with the water now. That you can't do. Because that you don't have to worry about. Do it after Shabbos. The reason why the other thing you can't do after Shabbos is to get spoiled if all the waste sits in it the rest of Shabbos. But if you already got out the waste, you just have to rinse it, that you wait till after Shabbos. But that's crop of any deichem with Shabbos. These are not deichem with Shabbos. Harkavasoi vahavasoi mechutz tchum, to bring it from out of the tchum, to carry it. Derech Shirab, that's Harkavasai. And Vahavasai, because the Tchum, bring something out of the Tchum, the Karm Pesach. Let's say on Shabbos, you realize your Karm Pesach is out of the Tchum, and you want to carry it. You're not allowed to do that. Because that's called Machshirim. Machshirim, not Derech Shabbos. Vechichaticha Ziabel Asai. And the cut off a mum also is Machshirim, ain't Derech Shabbos. That's the Shita of Talakama, that Machshirim are not Derech Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, hey man, well, this is Derechim. It is Derech Shabbos. Even Machshirim of the carbon are Derech Shabbos. Om Rav Leza, I'll bring a raya that I'm right, that Machshirim are Derech. But I didn't know, I'll make a kavachayma. Ma'am Shchita, Shim Shem Malacha, Derech Shabbos, Ma'adach, Shchita, which is the derice to Ga'av Malacha, still Derech Shabbos for Karm Pesach. Elu, these things of Harkava Asai, carrying a behema is only the Rabbanon, because Chai Noi says Atzmai. And also, Chutzot Chum, also the Rabbanon. So that shouldn't be Derech Shabbos. Only the Rabbanon. Elu Shum Shum Shvus, Shem Shum Shvus. Lo Yidchus the Shabbos should not be Derech Shabbos. Omalei. And also he says also to cut off the Yabalesa also could be the Rabbanon. Rashi says you can bite off for your teeth or your nails. So it's also only a Shvus. So Chayra is saying a Kavachaim. If you do Shchita, if you do Shvus, the obvious answer is that Machshirim is different. That's the answer back. On Rabbi Shua, Yom Tov Yechichu, I'll show you Yom Tov, Shetirim Shom Shom Malacha, you're allowed to do Malacha, this is the last Shechta animal, V'asim Shom Shvus, but you can't do the Shvus, that you can't do even the Machshirim that are Shvus. Like Rashi's example, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Shchita, you're allowed to do a Bishul, which is Av Malacha, even a head you could do that. And still, you're not bring something Chutz Tchum, why not? Because you're not allowed to do a Machshirim, even though it's only the Rabbanon. So what's your Kavachayim? Only Rav Eliezer, nah, Maza Yeshua, ma raya. What raya bring me from Yontif, from your house on Yontif? Rishus, you bring a raya from Rishus because of mitzvah. It's not a raya. Ma raya, Rishus the mitzvah. You bring a raya from your house where you eat in your house. That's a Rishus. Here it's a mitzvah. May mitzvah machshirim is mutter. So Yisrael Rav Akiva, Akiva doesn't show you even a mitzvah machshirim and not mutter. Machshirim means not the actual carbon, means something to allow you to do the carbon, to enable you to do the carbon. Hazah means someone is Tommy Mace. He has to have Hazah from the Paraduma, spritz from the Dam Paraduma, which also is the Rabbanon, because it's a Tikkun Gavra. And we see, even though it's only the Rabbanon, and it will enable you to do the current Pesach, you're not allowed to do it. Hazah Rekivam, Hazah Techiach. Shum Shum Mitzvah, Mishum Shvus. Only the Rabbanon, and it's a Mitzvah. But any Derech has a Shabbos, you can't be Derech a Shabbos. Apata al Tama al Elu. Don't be metama on carrying something from Chutz Tchum. Shabbos Shem Shem Mitzvah. Shem Shem Shvus. Lo Yidichu Shabbos Shem Yidichu Shabbos. Omer Le Rabbi Yezah. You're telling me from Hazah that's a raya that Machshir Ma'asa. I'll hold Hazah as Motah Hoso. Omer Le Rabbi Yezah. But Leh Ani Don. On that one of my Kavachaymers. Omayim Shchita Shem Shem Malacha. Derech Shabbos. Just like Shchita, which is Malacha, Derech Shabbos. Hazah Shem Shem Shvus. Any then Derech Shabbos. So Hazah, which is something that's only a Rabban, of course it is Derech Shabbos. So he says, that's not, I hold that's also Derech Shabbos. Only Rabbi Kiva. No. Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Rashi explains this. Rabbi Kiva is saying, I know for sure, I have a Kabbalah, Hazah is not Derech Shabbos. So if you're so sure about this Kavachayim, I make the Kavachayim the opposite then. Only Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't really believe this. He's saying that if you're so stark about your Shita, I'll tell you a Kavachayim the opposite. Omer Rav Akiva, Oyechilu, Ma'im Azor Shem Shem Shvus. In Derech Shabbos, that's my Kabbalah. I know it's not Derech Shabbos. So in Shchita Shem 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 Malacha, Eden Shleit Derech Shabbos. If you're comparing the two, I'll make the Kavachayim the opposite way. I'll tell you, Shchita came from Derech Shabbos, and Korpes Oom with Derech Shabbos. Only Rav Eliezer, Akiva, Akarta Mashikasa V'Taira. You're gonna take away, be oiker, uproot something says in the Torah. It says in the Torah, but Mayadoi, Bein Bechayim with Shabbos. You have to bring the Karm Pesach even on Shabbos. Omaloi Rebbe. So that's what Rebbe talking about Kiva. So Rebbe says, yeah, I know that. I didn't really mean that. But I'll explain to you now exactly. Avadi, you bring the Karm Pesach on Shabbos. But there's no Din Mayadai on Hazah. There's no Din Mayadai on bringing Chutz Tchum. Amalai Rebbe, Havali Mayed Le'elu Kamayah Shchita. Bring me a Mayed for Machshirim, just like Shchita. Klala Rabbi Kiva, kol malachos efshel ases merav Shabbos, anything you can do before Shabbos, which is machshirim, ain't a doiches a Shabbos, cannot be doiches a Shabbos. You could bring it before Shabbos, you cover your abelas before Shabbos, you can't do it. Shchita, she efshel ases merav Shabbos, doiches a Shabbos. Shchita cannot be done before Shabbos, that's doiches a Shabbos. That's when Mayada kicks in. Mayada be Shabbos kicks in, only something that only can be done on Shabbos. So Rashi, in a few tiny words, means to ask like this. Rashi asked, "Hazor, what's the possible? It's only lantam on Shabbos. The halacha is someone who has a tummy mace. He has to have a spritz on his third day and a seventh day. Let's say his seventh day lands up on Erev Pesach to Shabbos. He couldn't do the Hazor before, so Hazor should be mutter." So Rashi answers, he doesn't say the kash, he says teretz. "Vahazor nami lav megufei the pesachu v'leksiv by moed." He says, doesn't say mayed by a hazah. Only not mayed by goof for the Pesach. Only things that are important for the Pesach. So, al takavasa v'hava asa, you have to come on to mayed. That there you could do it before yontif, for Shabbos. Al hazah, even more than that mayed, it's not goof for the Pesach, like siv bay mayed. Like siv bay mayed, and therefore, there the halacha will be is it's not doiche Shabbos according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lier says, no, machshir ma doiche Shabbos. For sure, the machshirim derabanan will be doiche Shabbos.